Well, spending some time once again with Angie Metcalf on a subject that really has become quite a concern and a bit controversial on the agriculture front, and that is antibiotics, especially when we talk about meat and milk and withholding. And I guess, Angie, what is one of the main concerns that dairy producers have when dealing with antibiotics?
Well, you know, they're all concerned with making sure that their animals are clear. So there's always a concern, you know, and especially if a farm has already been flagged, you know, by an animal going in. Obviously, they don't want it to happen again and get on the list. And as we're talking about June Dairy Days, you know, we're promoting our dairy products. You know, that includes making sure that meat and milk products are safe to eat.
That's a very good point, and we do want to wish everyone a very wonderful June Dairy Month with all the celebrations that are going on. But let's get back to this subject. What can a dairy do to really minimize getting flagged?
Right. They need to document which antibiotics are given, you know, how much is given, when it's given, and give according to the label. Work with your vet. If the vet says it needs to be in the muscle, make sure it's done that way. If you happen to be flagged and you follow these protocols and have things written down, you know, the vet can help you and you can work through that and get your name off that list. It's pretty critical to follow that and work with your vet.
Now, how does this all affect dairies that are trying to sell bull calves?
Well, calves can actually test positive for antibiotics even if you haven't given that calf an antibiotic. So if you've treated the cow, some of these can come through, especially like Banamine, can come through in the transition milk. So you have to be careful if you've given that cow something, you're giving the calf that milk, even if it's pasteurized, because pasteurizing doesn't kill the antibiotics. You have to watch that you're not going to sell this calf as a non-treated calf and get flagged at the sale barn.
That's a very good point. So what is your tip of the day?
Well, really, sick animals have a lower metabolism than healthy animals. It's the same with any nature of animal. So when you're given drugs to these animals, they may not metabolize it as quickly as a healthy animal might. So when you're looking at prescriptions and things like that, you need to watch and make sure that that animal has cleared. Also watch residue and tissues, check the milk, you know, make sure you're doing what the bottle says and track these things. Maybe it needs to be a little bit longer before you can send that animal off.
And really, this whole antibiotic issue is really being addressed by the beef industry. I mean, they're really well aware of this.
Right. They've been on top of it for a lot longer than the dairy, and it's just tracking back to the dairy to just be a little bit more careful.
That's the key word, be careful. And again, if you have any other questions or you have some concerns and want to talk to Angie, you can reach her at Heartland Cooperative at 1-715-654-5134. Otherwise, Angie, there's always the website.
Right. They can look on there. It's heartlandcooperativeservices.com. There's articles on there, tips on there, and podcasts from earlier done so that you can go back and check on them as well.
Good information from a good lady. That's Angie Metcalf from Heartland Cooperative in Dorchester here on 101.9 WDEZ.